Thank you for holding. Is this Miles?
This is I.
Hi, Miles. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Doing just fine. How about you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. God is good. I woke up on the right side of the dirt.
Right side of the dirt. Okay.
I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Serge Sanchez, and he asked me to jump on the line. Did he do a good job explaining everything?
Yes, he did pretty good. I have a great understanding over why you guys are calling.
Okay.
So yeah, I'd say you do a good job on explaining things.
Okay, he asked me to hop on the line to go over pricing and some details with you. But before I dive into the pricing, did you have any questions for me in regards to our services?
Not that I could think of off the top of my head. I did want to point out, he did just ask me if I had a website, and I said no, although I do have a Instagram that's now recently trying to get up for my business.
Yeah, I mean,
so
getting
yeah,
online,
part of things.
No, getting online is good. Social media is definitely a good move, Miles. You know, you want to get your name out there as much as you can. I always tell people, if you're not online, then you're offline, and that's not good for business.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So I did see that you didn't have a site here. He did put that in the notes, and he actually asked to see if I can get one approved for you at no extra cost to you. You know, our goal really is to fill the position on the first page. If there's other tools that I can include that are going to help make you successful, then I'll definitely throw those in, because we need you to be successful if you're going to continue to use the service, being that it's month to month. Right? If you're not making money, then you're not going to keep using it, right?
Exactly. So. That's what happened this couple months, pretty much. So.
You've been making money, or you haven't been?
I haven't been. Well, I've been making moderate money, but not enough to even support the monthly payments that I've been getting.
Okay, yeah, that's not good. So you definitely want to address that first and foremost. That's not healthy for any business.
Exactly, so, and I was trying to get around to get all my chores done and my errands, which are calling people and all that.
Right,
So that's all one of my top lists is called, Angie's List.
Oh, Angie's List. Okay, I'm familiar with them. So you're spending more with that than you're making off of it?
Kind of, yes and no, yeah. I mean, just for the past month and a half, it's just been getting taken out, and I'm just like, oh, damn, I barely made any. It's getting slow right now, which is normal.
Right. Well, I mean, we've seen pretty good volume with the first page placement still. It usually will keep its pace up until, like, the end of September or the end of October. It really just depends when the weather decides to come in. It's been bipolar over the last couple of years. But how we differ from what Angie's does, Angie's sells leads. So it's like a pay-per-lead system, or they'll set you on like a flat monthly rate and they'll charge you for each individual lead. Once you hit your budget, you know, then you kind of, the only way to get more leads is to either increase your budget or wait for the next month to circle around. But with the first page placement, it's different. You know, if you look up landscaping in Baltimore, like most of your customers would do, right? They just hop on Google, type in landscaper or lawn care services, and there's a group of three guys that show up first. These are the guys that, you know, this is what we're talking about doing for you, right? So the major benefit to you in all this is that we even have a position available in Baltimore to put you up there. Because, like I said, there's only three. The guys that are up there now are like J.A. and Sons Landscaping, Roman's Lawn and Landscaping.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're pretty solid companies.
Okay,
right?
Well, is it just Baltimore County?
Well, I mean, it's usually, the way it's set up, it's usually about a 30 to 40 mile radius from your business street address. Google sends like a little postcard to you in the mail called a PIN verification letter. Yeah, you ever heard of that before?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, and then
I have been, go on.
Oh, no, I was just saying, then you get that 30 to 40 mile radius from there.
Right. Well, I've been kind of disliking a lot of in city Baltimore or something.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I cuffed. I didn't mean to.
It's okay.
Sorry, I'm walking out of the house. Hold on one second.
It's okay.
Hey, knock it off. Knock it off. Okay, I'm clear to talk again. I apologize.
Okay. No, no problem. I understand. I got dogs at home, too.
Yeah.
But what I was saying is it's a customized strategy. So we can actually, geo-target it so that we're only showing you in areas that you want to go to. And we only list
okay,
you for the services that you want to be found for. So that way when you're getting calls, you know that it's always qualified. We don't have guys that are wasting your time or out of your driving range or in a part of the town you don't want to go to. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure it works. We don't want to waste their time either. We want to make sure we're getting them what they're looking for and you what you're looking for at the same time. Basically online matchmaking for business.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, like I said, there's only three options. We have one available. Once we fill that position, we're going to close out the category, which basically will mean that we can't work with anybody else in the area that falls within that lawn care and landscaping industry until unless one of you guys, like, relocates to another area or discontinues their placement. Does that make sense?
Wow. Makes sense.
Yeah. So just to put things into perspective so you can get an idea on what to expect, in the last 30 days, there's been 1,812 searches in this area for lawn care and landscaping. That's within that 40-mile radius of you. So
wow.
I'm not saying you're going to get 1,812 phone calls, just to be realistic. I don't think you'd even want that many calls, right?
No.
But that's only one or well, that's only two of the 15 keywords that we could list you for at a time, right? So
right.
Google doesn't tell us we can guarantee you a certain amount of clients. Unless you're doing the Google Guarantee program. However, 87% of searches done on the Google search engine don't go past the first page, which is where we're placing you. So, you know, the program's basically going to put you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to make their buying decision.
I understand.
So I'm sure you'd like to capitalize on a percentage of those searches, right?
Yes.
Okay. So here's how this works. Everything's month to month on a flat rate. We don't ask you to sign any kind of, like, long-term contract or anything like that. We want you coming back at your own will. So it's just month to month. We don't charge per lead or click or call. So you'll know what you're spending each month. You get charged one time per month, and there's no surprises coming out of left field. Okay? Now, normally, if you go onto our website, the pricing for our Platinum package, that includes the .com website, it's listed at $499 per month. And there's usually a setup fee of $99 just to get you programmed in. What I was thinking I could do, and the reason that Sir asked me to jump on the line, I can reduce the cost down to just $299 on a month-to-month basis if you're willing to come on board with us today. And I'm also willing to waive your setup fee of the $99, so you won't have to pay that initial setup fee. So just to be straightforward, the initial investment would be $299 out the door, and then each month after that, for as long as you're with us, you'll keep that $299 pricing structure. You won't have to worry about that going up or changing on you. And what I also did is I threw in a bunch of other bells and whistles that'll help you be successful. Things like Facebook ads. I don't know if you heard of Facebook ads before, but it's pretty useful. You know, if we could bring in, it's not going to do what, you know, Google numbers are going to do for you. But, you know, if we could bring in an extra 3-4 clients a month on that, then, you know, it's definitely useful, right? So you have Facebook ads, you have Yelp, you have Yellow Pages, you have Thumbtack. Those are all very popular directories. You're on the Bing search engine. Like I mentioned, we're already building the .com website for you, but you also have Amazon Alexa voice search results, so you'll be a top recommended option for people searching on Amazon Alexa devices. They use the Google top three, or basically the Google Places placements, in order to do that for you, or in order to get their guys. So Amazon basically recommends these guys here. And then there's also a tracking system. So each month you could sit down and you could say, hey, you know, I'm spending $299 on this. Like I said earlier, you know, if it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense. You'll be able to see, you know, hey, I'm spending $299 on this, but this is what I've gotten back in return. And we're always very transparent with those numbers and the clients that we're bringing to the table, because we're aiming basically for at least a 10-to-1 return on investment. We notice that our retention for guys that see that those kind of numbers are almost 100%. Usually if you spend a dollar, you make $10 back. You come back every time to spend that dollar again. Shocker.
Right. Right.
So that's our goal too. So we actually get in there and host it for you, do all the legwork. You know, we want to make sure that you're successful, because if you're successful, then you're more likely to come back and use it. So it's truly a business partnership, not just you paying us for leads that might turn into something or might not, right?
Okay.
So, I mean, if I could approve that discounted pricing structure at $299 on a month-to-month basis, I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I agree. But, yeah, no, I'm just trying to think it through real quick before I don't got too long to think about it, right?
Well, right. I mean, yeah, we have to have the availability. But it's Google. I mean, everybody uses Google. Even Angie's List uses Google to get the leads that they sell. So we're just cutting out the middleman that's nickel and diming you for every opportunity and opening up the floodgates for people who are already looking for your help to call you directly in real time, which is what most of them do. I mean, most of these guys aren't going to Angie's, filling out a form and waiting for five guys to call them. Even if they are, they're just going to go with the cheapest one. That's the only logic behind filling out that form and waiting. You know, most people are actually just going to call somebody that they could speak to right away, you know, get it done, and set it up for you to come out and work and pick up a check or some cash, you know?
My only thought is right now is I'm already under Angie's and I'm under a contract under them for 12 months. So
yeah.
I'm just trying to get a quick thought on would this benefit me while having both of you guys while working.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you compared these side by side, it's not going to take you longer than a month. I mean, if you really log into the tracking system and you see, you know, what's happened through the month of September versus what's happened through the month of August with them, you know, and they're in the peak time of the year, it being August, and we're in the, it's starting to slow down. It'll probably slow down a little bit in October, you know, and it being month to month, you don't have to bind yourself to it. But I'm just saying, if you compare the two, it's going to be obvious. You know, it's not rocket science. You know, this is what I spent, this is what I made, this is what I spent, this is what I made. At that point, I'm just predicting that you will have no longer be in the situation that you're in where you're spending more than you're making, right? The definition of insanity, not calling you insane, Miles, I just met you, but the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And it's basically, from what you've told me in a little bit of conversation, is that you're spending more on that than what you're making. And as a business owner, that's just insanity times two, because it's detrimental.
Understood.
Yeah, it's detrimental to your company. And that's kind of why the Federal Trade Commission's considering even shutting them down. There's a lot of business owners or people who maybe they're not business owners anymore because they started their company, and at the beginning of their company, they put a lot of faith into a lead generation system like Angie's or HomeAdvisor instead of actually listing themselves independently on Google and starting an online word-of-mouth chain kind of organically there, you know, growing your reviews on Google and that platform. So, you know, when you're on an Angie's system, you got to pay for it. And then let's say you do develop good reviews, but, you know, your next month's bill is $500 and you can't afford it. Well, if you can't afford it, they say, oh, well, and then you lose your whole listing. You know, all those reviews, all that work you've accumulated disappears. The Google first page placement is an optimization to go along with your Google business profile and your website. So it's like, even if you canceled our service, you're still going to have those reviews. You're still going to have things where, you know, your business is building and progressing. You're in a better position than you are when you start the service. You know, with them, you're only getting as much as you pay for. So just food for thought on that. If you're saying, hey, it has to make sense and what's going to be a long-term solution. But, You know, you don't have to take my word for it. I'm putting you in a position where it's $300 cheaper than it was for your competitors to get signed up on it. You're $200 cheaper than what your competitors are paying for it each month. And I think that says a lot. You know, those guys, they're smart business owners, and the smart business owner's not going to keep paying for something that's not yielding good return.
Right.
So as far as that contract, I've worked with a lot of people who have used those services in the past, and they just go to their bank and they tell their bank not to authorize any transactions, or they switch their card, stop answering the calls, and they seem to disappear. I had one guy who got a collections request, but HomeAdvisor is being investigated by the Federal Trade Commission right now. I could send you the link to that. And basically, once he mentioned that and filed a complaint, they dropped any kind of attempt to collect on previous lead fees from him. So I kind of helped him get out of that system, so to speak.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. I'll send that link over to you now. I'm actually pulling it up. Give me one second. Okay, here it is.
I would love to follow up on this deal, although I do not have $300 out of pocket as of now.
Gotcha. So it's a cost thing that's holding you back, not so much that you don't want to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't have $300 this minute. I literally just spent money to make money, which I'll be making the money on this weekend. So.
Hey, no, I understand. There is a pro package that I could request. The difference is it doesn't have the Facebook ads in there. It does have all the other bells and whistles that we mentioned, but if I remove that Facebook ads, it takes about $100 off the monthly cost. I could drop it down to $199 if that helps get your foot in the door. Because once your foot's in the door, then it sells itself. You know, I won't have to convince you to drink your water or eat your broccoli.
I like you. You're fine.
it's just you know, I have kids, so it's like convincing them to drink their water and eat their broccoli is a difficult thing,
mm-hmm.
but it's good for them, and they don't know it's
very
good
much,
for them.
Very much indeed.
Yeah.
Very much indeed.
Yeah, so that's how I feel, very though. I'm talking indeed. To you, I'm like, this is good for you. It's just you don't know it's good for you until you try it, you know, and that's one of those things. So that was the best way that I could explain it in my mind. But if I could save you from paying per lead for the next 6 months, I know that can make or break a business. You know what I mean? If you're
mm-hmm.
if you're spending $500 even a month on that, or even $300 at this point, I'd be saving you money, but also exposing you to a higher amount of leads, higher call volume. Those leads that they have are like $20 to $30 a pop on the low end. You know what I mean? So if you're putting aside a $300 budget, you're going to get, you know, 10 to 15 leads and that money's gone. Whereas if you're on Google, you're not limited on the amount of opportunities, and there's far more people Googling things than Angie's listing things or Angie's leading things. I never heard anybody say, let's Angie a contractor. I never heard it, you know. It's like, let's Google contractor, you know, and then the best guys are usually right there.
I understand. Okay.
That's a huge credibility factor.
I'll do it.
Yeah, you'll love it. $299
or $199.
Okay.
Yeah, I could probably do that $199. Could you send me a email of most of the information that you described to me, or any information that would be useful while I'm working with y'all?
Yeah, of course. You're going to have a tracking system. I'm going to be walking you through the campaign. It's not HomeAdvisor or Angie's, man. We're not just going to set this up and forget it. Like I said, we want to make sure it's working for you, so that way we can see you coming back next month. You know, we don't want $199 one month. We want $199 a month for the next, like, 5 years. And the only way that's going to happen
gotcha.
Is if we, you know, you're making money every month. So
gotcha.
if your business goes under, then we lose you. We don't want that. So that's why
gotcha.
It's so profitable. So I send you a text with my direct number and extension. I also sent you a link to the pricing page so that you could see even this package that I got you on is normally $399. So I'm giving you that at half price. you know, still taking $200 off the cost, the overall cost of it, and I waived your setup fee just in good faith to get your foot in the door. So building your website, like if you try this for a month with us building your website, the man hours and what it costs to purchase your domain alone, we're losing money. So we're actually investing in, I'm investing in this working. And I'm that confident that if you compare it to what you're using now, this is a no-brainer. We're basically going to get in there and steal you from them.
Right, and I'm that confident that I am able to keep on pushing my workload.
So, you want to give it a shot, $199?
Yes.
Okay. So let me create let me create your profile. It'll only take like 3 to 5 minutes, and then I'll have you back back to work, and then we'll schedule a client interview either later today or tomorrow. Actually, what's your schedule look like for this afternoon? Are you going to be available for like 30 minutes to an hour between like 6 and 7?
Well, yes. Possibly.
Yeah. Maybe.
Possibly.
Okay. How about I tentatively set it for this afternoon between 6 and 7? I'll send you a text message at 5 as a reminder. And if it's looking bad, like you might still be hung up on this job, just let me know and we could reschedule it for tomorrow.
What would it be exactly for you to give me a little interview in person?
No. It's over the phone.
Oh.
Yeah, the client interview is about interviewing you on your services and your service area. We want to customize the campaign, so we want to get your keywords set up. We'll have recommendations, but you have final say on what you're listed for and where you're listed. And then also, we want to pick your brain on the website. So it's just an over-the-phone interview, basic knowledge information about your company, just to make sure we're representing you properly.
Gotcha. I just forgot. I did get home early today. I usually get home near 3 or 4 from another job, and then I go back to one of my jobs, and I got to go and do stone cuts.
I could do between 4 and 5 also, if that's better.
Shoot for 5 to 6. Think that'll be doable. I won't be too long.
That hour slot is actually booked up. I have a 4 to 5, and I have a 6 and a 7. I'm sorry.
Okay, do 6 and 7.
Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah,
because they're scheduled interviews, so it's with a client interview technician. They're in a separate department, but you have my direct number and extension, so, you know, obviously if you don't like them or you want to call me directly, you could still go through me, but, they'll be the ones who are interviewing you. So it'll come from the 877 number.
Okay, that's good to know.
I'll send you that
calendar. That's good to know. Those are...
I know. The 877 number comes across my phone. I'm just like, that's why I'm telling you. I'm like, okay, don't forward that one to voicemail. It's about your company. But what's your email address where I could send you the receipt and that calendar invitation for the appointment?
My personal is milesmarshall1998@gmail.com.
1998@gmail.com. Okay. And you spell it M-I-L-E-S or M-Y-L-E-S?
With an I as an igloo.
Okay, nice. Okay. M-I-L.
And
you spell Marshall with
two L's,
right?
Marshall has
two
L's.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, my grandfather's name was actually Marshall Blodgett, so. My mom.
Irish?
Yeah, I'm actually a quarter Irish. I have a red beard.
Oh, wow. Oh, you too. Huh?
Yeah, I got the ginger beard
I'm Scott-Irish, except I don't got too much ginger. I just got a little red in my...
So my grandfather, Marshall, his wife's name was Carol Lee, and her middle name was Green, or her last name was Green, like her maiden name before they got married.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's real Irish.
She was 100%, so her family actually came from there, and then he was actually English and French, but grew up here in the States, and he was in the military and everything, and so... I got English, Irish, and French blood on my mom's side, and then
wow,
yeah, a lot of white.
A lot of white.
Okay, and then what are your hours of operation for the company?
It's been all over the place. Like I briefly said earlier, I work for like three other people. But right now, since it slowed down on work, I picked up another company. These are just good friends of mine. So I've been working them full time, and then I've been doing my properties around 5 to 6 hours a day. So I've been waking up at, you know, starting work at 7:30 and ending work at 8:30 pretty much. But
wow.
It's starting to slow down since work and daylight. So
Yeah. So,
I guess you could say 6 hours a day in the afternoon, although it definitely fluctuates a lot. But my other landscaping company is pretty lenient with me because they know how much I work and how hard I work. So
Yeah. Well, it's always better to work for yourself, too, than to work for somebody else. I mean, I'm sure you'll turn a higher profit margin on these jobs than those jobs. So
exactly. Right.
But what are you thinking? Do you want me to just have it listed, like your hours listed by appointment only, where they could just call in and you guys play it by ear?
That's what I've been doing with a lot of people. I've just been giving them estimates and then schedule a time for me to come, and I'll schedule them a day that I'll come.
Okay.
It's pretty much play by ear. I don't have a set schedule, but I've literally gotten off just for myself, just to do a whole bunch of other big projects.
Yeah. I like having it up there, like as we go, because we're going to build your website. There's a section in your website where it'll have a calendar, so they can actually see, like, they could book themselves without even calling you. You know what I mean? Like, they could schedule
Should I stop designing? I talked to the other guy earlier, and I told him I was in the middle of designing a website.
Yeah, so if you already have a domain name, we could develop all the content for you with the graphic designers in-house, and then, you know, we could provide hosting as well, so you don't have to pay a hosting fee. We could just use the domain you already have. Is it like nativegardening.com?
Well, I haven't been able to find .com. I got .org, but it's not all finished yet, so I haven't technically gotten it.
Well, yeah. I mean, a website's never really finished. I mean, even when you develop the initial content, you might make changes to it, or you might want to tweak the photo or add this and take this away, you know? It's kind of constantly evolving thing.
Yeah, the only thing that got pushed off is because I was trying to get more pictures of more beautiful jobs I've been doing, so... But, like, I just had so many projects, and I'm thinking, like, oh, that would look great for my website or stuff like that. But that's another reason why I created an Instagram, because I was getting sick of how long that was going to take.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to sponsor small things and sponsor specific things with landscapers. I'm actually really big into pollinators and insects, and so I try to get the Maryland biodiversity of native plants in order to help the environment a lot better.
Yeah, that's awesome. There's more
thought
into it.
Yeah, I'm trying to promise out. Exactly.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Okay. So with the photos, I sent you an email address. Any photos that you want to use for the site, send them in. And then same thing with the domain name for the site. You could send them to there, and then I can get them access to that site, and I could have them start uploading the photos and getting it rolling for you.
Oh. Was the part of my half thing, or is yours?
No, we'll do it. We just need you to give us access to the domain name. Like, we need the name of it. Like, it's just nativegardening.org, I believe you said. And then the UN, the login credentials. And then they'll go in there and they'll develop all the content and do all the legwork on it. So once you give us the information, you can sit back and look at it, and they do the legwork. And if you like the way it looks... Cool. We'll go that route, or, we're obviously going to pick your brain.
I haven't bought the domain name yet. That's all I've literally
gather
all the information before
we'll get it for
anything.
No, we got it. We got it. Okay. We got you. We'll knock it out. Trust me. Right. It's just a lot easier
that
way. Yeah, so your job after signing up with us is just focus on answering the calls as the clients come in. Try to, you know, turn those over and convert those into as much work or as much money as you can, and then obviously try to get as good of reviews as you can. If you do run into some bad people, we do have review monitoring in there. We're always going to side with you because it's in our best interest, too, to have you have good reviews. It just helps the clients roll in, right? So I texted you over that email address. If you have other photos, though, that you want to use for the new site that we're building and the domain that we're purchasing, feel free to send those in, as well as if you have a logo already, send it in. If not, we could help you develop one.
Cool. Okay.
Perfect. And then what's your business street address? Well, they're going to send that Google PIN verification letter to you.
515.
Okay.
Old Home Road.
Old Home
Fox.
Road.
Oh, wait. No, I got to go a little slow.
Baltimore?
Yeah, Baltimore, Maryland.
212-06.
Yeah.
Yep. Google Maps is amazing, huh? All right, so website good, and then the address. Okay, the address came back as valid, but do you want it hidden? It says it's a residence, and you have the option to hide it if you want.
Well, yeah, I'm not actually a business owner yet, so yes, I would like my address not up there. It's my home.
Well, you're still a business owner, yeah. You just don't have a brick and mortar, and that's normal for your industry.
That's what
actually.
I'm saying.
I mean, people aren't bringing their garden or home to you, you know. you go to them.
Yeah, so. my garden right now looks like crap.
You don't want them to see that and then be considering you going,
no,
oh,
I don't know about this guy. It's like filled with weeds and all you see is like black eyed juices popping up and that's it. It's pretty bad.
It's all good. I'm sure when you get some free time to get around to it, but you're building something here for the long term. You know?
Yeah. Well, I recently got another dog, so now I got two dogs, and so I'll wake up at 5 a.m., give them a walk for 2 hours, and then get to work by 7:30. So
yeah.
I have long mornings and days every day, so.
You know what's crazy is I'm a bulldog lover, so I've had pit bulls, my whole life, and, I understand though, like I have to do yard work every weekend or it just looks disgusting and then my kids run around back there and him is stepping something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I have two really active dogs. One's a border collie purebred and then the new one, the rescue is a German Shepherd mix. So.
Oh nice.
Yeah, she's
had a German Shepherd growing up named Delilah, but she's used to shed everywhere. I love that dog and she's so smart, but the hair just drove me nuts. And then
I got two double layered haired dogs, which is very annoying. So I very much am aware.
You spend the first hour every day just picking hair off.
Pretty much. That's why I invested in like 20 lint rollers.
Yeah, they're just in the car randomly. Yeah, I remember those days.
Yeah.
All right. So we have the business profile set up. I got confirmation on your client interview this afternoon between 6 and 7. Again, I'm going to send you the calendar invitation and a text message like 1 hour before just to confirm. So,
copy.
Yeah, if something pops up or changes, let me know. I'll schedule it for tomorrow. But let's get it knocked out.
All right.
Get everything rolling. I don't want to waste a day.
Understood.
All right, Miles, the last thing we got to do is secure that first month payment. So in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $199 for the pro package, how did you want to do that?
What are you asking?
In order to secure the first month's payment of the $199 for the pro, how did you want to do that?
Oh, how do I want to do that? Debit.
Okay, is that Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex?
Visa.
Okay. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
What was that?
Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Your name, so Miles Marshall. I love that, Eminem. Is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Gotcha. 4737.
4737.
0310.
0310.
2174.
2174.
8212.
8212. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
05/26.
26. And then the 3-digit code on the back?
833.
833. Okay, and then as an added form of protection for you, I'm going to walk you through a 60-second voice verification. I'll let you get back to work until the client interview. As I'm walking you through this voice verification, if I say something you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Gotcha.
All right, you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Native Gardening.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Miles Marshall, a landscaper / hardscaper.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says here, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And then hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative. Do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Wait, repeat that one, buddy.
Yeah, no worries. So just to put it in like simpler terms, like we know what you're using now, like with the Angie's program, and if you want to keep using that, you can.
Uh-huh.
We're not telling you that you have to cancel that. But we're just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add something that has to do with online marketing, let us know about it so that we can make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything. If you duplicate, like, the site, or if you have somebody touching the site or touching your Google Business profile or any of the directories, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, we're already creating those for you. So if there's two of them, it causes a discrepancy. Basically, Google will contact us and ask us what's going on, you know. So we basically just say, you don't need anything else. We're covering all your bases. And if you're considering it or you're not sure, just touch base with us so we can make sure.
Okay. I don't know what my plan is with Angie's List. I was going to call after this to figure
yeah.
stuff out.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to cancel it. It's more just, we know what you're doing now, too. It's just saying, like, after today, since you're signing up with us today.
Right.
Like, after today, if you're going to
yeah.
add anything, it's not necessarily about discontinuing something, but it's just if you're going to add anything, like, give us a heads up.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Copy.
Okay, and then it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's August 31st of 2022. It's going to be in the very discounted amount of $199 for our pro package. I've included the .com website for you at no additional charge, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the 31st day. If there's not 31 days in that month, it'll renew on the first day of the following month. It states that you can discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. All that we ask is that you contact us before the next billing is due so that way we can stop the billing cycle if you are going to discontinue. And then it says, do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says here, recommend that the client for pro packages, you try it for at least 2 months before you hard evaluate it, even though you're paying 1 month at a time. You're not contractually obligated to stay with us for 2 months, but it's just saying to try it for at least two, to recommend it, basically, here. It's saying at the bottom.
That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you won't have any problem with that, but it's just I'm got to read this thing verbatim. And then it says here,
right.
Upon your initial payment confirmation, you're going to receive a welcome email. The welcome email is loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. It'll also contain the username and password for you to log into your account dashboard and tracking system. There's also a 7-minute YouTube video that'll show you how to use your account dashboard and tracking system. I know you're a young guy. You'll probably pick up on that pretty quickly, but if there's anything in there that you don't understand or you have questions about, I'll still be here to assist you. You have my direct number and extension, as well as we have a 24/7 customer service department available to you at any time.
Don't worry, I ask a lot of questions.
Good. That's good.
I'm young and novice.
Yeah, I can tell. So I was born in 92. So when you said 98, I was like, okay,
oh, wow.
I get it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm approaching 30 here, and month and 12 days.
dude, my birthday was on Sunday.
Oh wow, happy birthday. What does that
yeah,
make you
thank you, yeah.
What is that August.
Come
that
on.
Was my first son. You're Aquarius?
No, I'm a Virgo.
A Virgo, that's what it is. Dang. I don't even know the zodiacs.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I turned 24, so.
Oh, yeah. That's what I figured. I was like, it's so crazy how 98, you know, is, you know, I got a younger sister and she's born 96. And I forget sometimes.
Oh my God.
Like, wow, you guys are already 26 years old, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's crazy, ain't it?
Yeah. Like somebody born in 2001 can buy beer technically now.
Wait, how old am I? Oh snap, no way.
Yeah.
2001, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
You know, kids younger than you could already get drinks legally across the whole U.S.
Wow.
That's
crazy.
Yeah. But I have your payment confirmation, so you should be receiving some text messages too, actually. It said they texted you.
I got
like a notification that popped up. They sent a welcome text with an outline of the agreement as well. So that you do have to sign off on that. It's not a contract, Miles, but it's just like for your protection because of the discounts that I gave you. It's going to outline everything that we're doing for you at that discounted rate. And then it has like the billing date and then like the cancellation policy that we went over.
What, the invoice?
Yeah, so the invoice is on there, but you should have a text that says like, Miles, thank you for choosing Local Splash. You see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a link right there. It'll say,
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll say like, please click. Yeah. So that's it right there. And it'll have like the subscription terms in there. So there's everything in black and white.
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah. So, and then obviously you want to save your receipt too, like your invoice, because marketing with us, because we're a Google partner, is considered a business expense, Google advertising. So you'll be able to write it off. You'll actually not only get it back from the customers it brings in, but they'll reimburse you, through your taxes with your CPA.
Interesting. Yeah, I currently use an app in order to write out invoices and estimates. So
very useful. Yeah, very useful. The old school trick is obviously the business account, you know, because then everything that's a business expense strictly goes through that account. And then obviously you can get a printout of it and give that to your tax guy and they've got all those write-offs on there.
Exactly. It's pretty crazy that the other company I work with, the old guy, freaking, they literally email out written estimates and quotes and proposals themselves and write it all out by hand. It's like, what are you guys doing? You know, there's an app for it, right?
Yeah, they're
all amazed
really
that I do this. Like,
the ancient form.
Literally.
Yeah, that's the advantage that you have, though. Like, actually talking to older business owners about this is like a foreign language. It makes it, like, very, very difficult and awkward. Like, like I've said, it's like trying to convince somebody to eat their vegetables, and it's like they didn't grow up with Google in the first place, so it's crazy.
Right.
Like, actually, I think Google was founded in 1996. So, like, yeah, you're about as old as Google.
Wow.
I think when you were born, Google was already, like, a little two-year-old baby. Yeah. So,
yeah, I remember I've been using it since I was little, so.
Yeah, it was established when I was four. So, it's like, for us, it's different. But, like, a 50, 60-year-old guy, you know what I mean? The guy went through high school without any cell phone.
He's 70.
Yeah, he's
70, so he's definitely old school.
Yeah, he has no idea. Doesn't mean he's not good at what he does, though. I mean, I'm sure, you know, grass was still around. He's not older than dirt yet.
right.
Yeah, but, all right, well, I got you all squared away here. You know, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you between 6 and 7 for that client interview, okay?
Okay, cool. One more question. It's going to be taken out today, correctly?
It already cleared, actually.
All right, cool. Because I got hello bills coming in now.
No, you're good. It would have declined right away, and then it wouldn't even send you that invoice and the outline of the agreement without it going through.
Ow.
So you're good.
Okay, good. Cool.
All right.
Okay.
Awesome.
That's all good for me.
Yeah, hey, I'm looking forward to working with you, man. Like, I'll be here to assist you. That's kind of why I'm like, no big deal. I'll probably be talking to you
tomorrow or later today at your client interview. But if you have questions, comments, or concerns, just call in, okay? I'll be here.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to working with you. You have a great day.
You too. Goodbye.
All right, bye-bye.